Hello, and welcome to the Live and Teach Guitar Podcast, Episode 3. This is a podcast for guitar teachers wanting to start or grow their guitar teaching business. In the previous episode, I covered how to build your trust and credibility as a guitar teacher. If you haven't already listened to it, I recommend you check it out after listening to this episode, as it applies to every guitar teacher, not just new ones. In this episode, we'll look at different career options and paths you can take as a guitar teacher. We've found that a lot of guitar teachers have never thought about what career options they actually have. This means instead of making an informed choice on career paths, they simply go down the default path. In this episode, I'll explain a few non-traditional career paths to give you an idea of what is available. Have a think about each path and consider whether it would suit you or not. By the end of this episode, you will have a clear idea whether you'll be better off to change direction or you will have reassurance on what you're doing now is the best option for you. The first path we'll look at is the most common path guitar teachers make. It's the traditional path of teaching face-to-face, either privately at home or in a studio. When people think of a guitar teacher, this is what they normally imagine. It's very likely that you started out with this path in mind. Almost every teacher starts by teaching their first lessons at home, just to get a feel for teaching before looking at other options such as teaching in a studio or at a school. So this traditional path is really our default career option. For many people, this career path is everything they need. It gives you flexibility over what hours you want to work to some degree. It allows you to choose your own rate, and you have control over your work conditions. You don't have a boss to report to, so you can teach in a way that suits you best. We're all familiar with the benefits to this career path, but there are many limitations. The limitations only become obvious after you've considered alternative paths. By the end of this episode, you'll have a firm understanding of the limitations to face-to-face lessons and whether there's an alternative path that suits you better. I'm going to avoid talking about obvious options such as teaching in a school, because the pros and cons of teaching in a school are obvious. Instead, I'll talk about options that you may not have considered before or weren't even possible in the past. There are many other paths that I won't be able to cover in this episode, so think of these options as a sample of what's available. Let's start by looking at a very simple career path that's very closely related to traditional face-to-face lessons. Let's look at teaching guitar via webcam using Skype or similar software. Online lessons are very similar to in-person lessons with a few differences. In terms of a career path, there is one very big difference. You can basically work at any time of the day or night. This means that if you want to teach guitar at 3 a.m, it's possible. Compared to face-to-face lessons, online lessons give you complete flexibility with your hours. This is because it opens you up to a worldwide audience. Your students could come from different states or different countries completely. The second unique benefit to this career path is the location flexibility. You're no longer restricted to teaching from home or out of a studio. You can teach anywhere you have internet access. This can suit people who like to travel or if you're a touring musician. The other important difference with this path is that it allows you to reach far more students compared to the traditional path. Instead of being restricted to students living in your immediate area, you can promote your lessons to a worldwide audience. As people continue to have better access to high-speed internet, the audience for students for online teachers will continue to grow. It's possible that in the future webcam lessons will be more popular than face-to-face lessons. Let's look at a basic scenario to see how Skype lessons can be used to fit your career goals and lifestyle. Let's say you currently have a full-time job outside of teaching and want to pursue that as your main career. You're currently teaching face-to-face lessons as a way to supplement your income. The only problem is that most people want lessons in the afternoon or early evening. Your job often requires you to stay back at the end of the day and you regularly have to cancel lessons. That's a sign that face-to-face lessons isn't the best option for you. So let's look at how Skype lessons could work better. Instead of having to teach in the afternoon or early evening, you could schedule lessons at any time that suits you. You might feel that teaching late at night or early morning suits you better. Whatever time you choose, there will be people in different time zones wanting to learn at that time. With this career path, you're still doing the same basic job, you're just using a different platform. Webcam lessons can make a big difference to somebody who isn't available during afternoons. Members can check out the guide EXP01 for more information on how to use Skype. Of course, there are some limitations to Skype lessons, and it does require more work to promote this type of service. But the point here is that it gives you a possible way to be more flexible with your career. The next path we'll look into is workshops, masterclasses, and seminars. This is a path that a lot of teachers never consider, but the teachers who do try it quickly realized that it overcomes a big limitation to private lessons. Workshops and seminars allow you to leverage your time. You could teach a group of 10, 20, or 30 people all in one hit. This takes a very different skill set to teaching one-on-one or a couple students at a time. But the teachers who can do this well earn more in one workshop than they could in a week's worth of individual lessons. So the main benefit to workshops and seminars is leverage. Workshops have a higher learning curve than private lessons from a teacher's point of view, but the benefits are higher as well. As an example, let's say you work full-time during the week and don't want to teach during weeknights. Rather than teach individual lessons on weekends, you could hold weekly or fortnightly workshops. That way you only need to prepare for one event per week or fortnight. The workshop could be for 1 hour or it could be five. You have complete flexibility over how you run it. It's also worth mentioning that it's now possible to hold workshops and seminars completely online, so that gives you a location flexibility as well. If the thought of teaching 20 to 40 hours a week in individual lessons sounds exhausting, you might want to look further into workshops. Students are starting to see the benefit in going to workshops or masterclasses in addition to standard lessons, so this is a growing market. You don't need to be a famous guitarist for people to sign up to your workshops. It just takes appropriate promoting and marketing. If you do a good job, the word will spread. The next career path we'll look at is completely different to standard face-to-face lessons. This path uses a website you build to teach guitar using online courses and video and audio exchanges. You basically set your site up for people to buy access to online courses you've created and provide support via email, phone, or webcam. So a student can go through your online course and email you for extra help. There's a big market for this type of service as people are starting to realize the value in self-guided study. A lot of people don't have access to a teacher or can commit to a regular time for lessons, so this type of service is ideal for them. Students can learn at their own pace at whatever hour they want. In other words, it gives the student a lot of flexibility. Instead of needing to schedule a set time, they can simply log on to your site at any time and continue learning. Websites like Jamrama are already successfully offering these services. So there's plenty of people interested in this type of format. Another example is Riff of the Week by Dave Wiener, where students pay a low amount every month and access his videos and extra services. You should expect to see a lot more of these services show up over time as other teachers start to realize the benefits of providing such a flexible learning option. This path also means that you can promote your services to a worldwide audience and not be committed to certain hours. Your website basically works 24 hours a day without needing your immediate presence. Let's look at an example of how this could be useful as a career path. Let's say you want to go traveling around the world for the next 12 months. It's something you've never been able to do because of work or school commitments. This type of career path allows you to do it. As you travel, students log onto your site and go through your courses. People don't expect instant replies to emails, so as long as you check your emails regularly, your students will be happy. In this scenario, you have complete flexibility as you're not restricted by location or time. Of course, this type of path requires a lot of work initially to set up, but once it's up and running, the effort needed to keep it going is minimal. As you can see, it's very different to face-to-face lessons where you have an ongoing commitment. The final option I'll discuss revolves around building passive income. Out of all the career paths, this is without a doubt the most difficult to achieve. Passive income is where you don't need any ongoing effort for the income to continue to come in. As a basic example, you could write an ebook and set up a website to sell it. Once you finish writing the book, set up your website and do some promotion, the book will eventually start to sell. Then, the amount of effort you need to spend in the future is completely up to you. Of course, the more effort you put in, the more likely the book will succeed, but it's possible to do nothing and it will sell over time, provided it's good quality. An important point I want to mention here is that a lot of people do this sort of thing every day. There are so many people out there earning passive forms of income from products that they have created. Unless you know somebody who does earn passive income, it can be a bit hard to believe something like this is achievable. So it's okay if you feel skeptical on whether this is actually possible. If you have any doubts, do some research online to find out. The big benefit to this type of path is that you have the potential to earn money without any ongoing effort. The reason not many people try this option is because it takes a lot of effort to set up and there's no guarantee that you will earn income in the future. There's so many different ways it is possible to earn passive income, but it really depends on your creativity and your marketing approach. I'll share two examples so you get a rough idea of how it's done. The first example is an audio course. You may have seen something like this advertised in guitar magazines. Audio courses used to be sold in cassettes, then on CDs, and now you can easily sell them online as a download. Let's say you have an idea for an ear training course for guitarists. The course teaches students how to identify certain scales, chords, notes, and covers the basic music theory. It takes a lot of work to put this type of course together, but once you finish creating the course and set up a website to sell it, most of the work is done. Over the time, people start to hear about the course and people will buy it. It could take 6 days before the first sale, or it could take a year. It depends completely on how well you promote it. You may only end up getting one sale a month, or you could eventually get one sale a day. The point is that unlike other options such as face-to-face lessons, this option doesn't require your ongoing effort to earn you money. A real-life example somebody shared with me was from a piano teacher. This teacher had an idea for an app that gives students basic piano drills and exercises. The students would simply sit their phone or tablet in front of their piano and exercises would load. Audio examples of the exercises would play so the student can hear if they're playing them right. It's a pretty basic idea for an app. This teacher happened to have a friend who was a programmer, so the teacher created the exercises and the friend built the app. While the app never made millions like you hear other apps do, the teacher actually continues to make a steady stream of income years after the app was first created. The main thing to remember with this is that the teacher is now making decent income for something he did years ago. If he had another idea for an app, he can easily repeat the process and potentially earn even more money over time. Many people dismiss passive forms of income when they first hear of it because it doesn't sound achievable. You may feel nobody will buy your product, or you don't like the idea of not earning a guaranteed income like you would from face-to-face lessons. Just think of this as a possibility for a different way you can use your expertise as a guitar teacher and earn an income. With this path, you're not directly teaching students like you would for face-to-face lessons, but indirectly through products and services. Okay, so we've spent some time on a few different paths you can take. Now it's time to see how you can actually use these options to create a career that's right for you. The rest of this episode will focus on how the different paths will affect your income. The reason for this focus is because it's your income that funds your lifestyle, so it's something everybody should consider seriously. While you may teach guitar for other reasons such as enjoyment, it's important to remember that income affects what choices you have with your lifestyle. The first point I want to make is that you don't have to stick to one path. There's no reason why you can't teach face-to-face lessons as well as webcam lessons or start creating online courses on the side. You can choose any combination that fits your goals and your lifestyle. The next point is that you need to consider the effort each path requires and how much income you can expect to make from it. On the PDF for this episode, I've included a graph for each path so you can compare each one on effort and income. I recommend loading up the PDF now as I go through the different graphs. If you look at the graph for the face-to-face lessons, you can see that the effort required, showed by the red line, is basically constant over time, as the same effort is needed for each lesson. There's a bit more effort needed at the start to promote yourself, but once you're up and running, the effort stays the same. The income, showed by the green line, also remains the same depending on how many students you have. If you want to earn more income, you need to find more students and increase the time you spend in lessons. It's pretty straightforward. Compare this to the webcam graph. They're basically the same with the only difference in the effort needed at the start. Promoting webcam lessons is harder than face-to-face lessons because you're relying solely on online marketing methods. The graphs are similar and the results are similar. Now have a look at the graph for workshops. This is very different compared to the previous two graphs. As you can see, a lot of effort is needed to promote the workshop and to sign people up. Then a lot of effort is needed to prepare the workshop content and during the workshop. This also means that you only earn income during the workshop, so as soon as it's over, your income drops to zero. The good news is that if you hold another workshop in the future, as shown by the second part of the graph, the effort required for the second workshop is quite a bit lower because you will know exactly what to do. It's also easier because you can promote the second workshop to the first group of people. The graph for the online courses path is very different again. This time a huge amount of effort is required at the start as you build your courses and the website. Then the effort needed drops off to almost nothing. The only effort needed ongoing is to help out students if they have any questions or problems as they go through your course. But this effort is minimal compared to face-to-face lessons. The income from this path is very different to the other paths. Over time, your income will likely rise as more people sign up, and it could even steadily grow over the years. Unlike face-to-face lessons where you have a guaranteed income based on the how many lessons you give, the income from this type of website is unknown. It all depends on how many people actually sign up to your courses. The last graph for passive income is very similar in that it requires a lot of effort upfront. The difference here is that once your product or service is ready to sell, you basically don't need any ongoing effort. And again, the income could steadily grow over time or it could fluctuate. Whether it grows or not depends on the quality of your products and your marketing approach. Have a look at all of the graphs and think about which ones appeal to you the most. Do you like the idea of having a stable income, or do you want to take the chance of a growing income? Make sure you look at the effort lines too and think about how much time and effort you have available. What paths would work for you the best? The last thing to consider is what type of future you want to have as a guitar teacher. Each path leads to very different careers. Success is never guaranteed in any path, not even face-to-face lessons. So what's your plan if things start to go wrong with your current choice? What if you start to have trouble finding students for face-to-face lessons? What if in 5 years you want to do extensive travel? What if you become sick? Will your current choice support you? What if over the next 10 years, demand for in-person guitar teachers falls? These are questions you probably didn't ask yourself when you first started teaching guitar, but they are important to answer. The good thing about all of these paths is they become easier and easier the more you work on them. Each path requires different skills, but all of the skills can be learned. Your first attempt at passive income or a workshop or webcam lessons might be an utter failure. That's part of the learning curve. Your first face-to-face guitar lesson was probably a failure too compared to the quality of lessons you give now. The main point I want to make here is that it is possible to succeed with any path. You can become successful giving workshops and you can successfully create passive forms of income. It's up to you and what you want to achieve and what effort you're willing to put in. There's a different way you can look at these choices. Think of each one of them as a different type of investment. With face-to-face and webcam lessons, you're basically investing a bit of your time and effort each week to earn a fixed amount from each lesson. So it's a pretty stable investment. You invest some time and you get a fixed return in income. Over time, your income depends entirely on continuing lessons. That means as soon as you stop giving lessons, the income stops. Workshops are a similar investment, but requires a lot more effort for a shorter time. You can earn significantly more for your time and effort compared to normal lessons. Over time, it's possible to hold larger workshops with more people or have more regular workshops. So this investment option has the potential to increase over time. If you gain a reputation for holding great workshops, you could earn a lot more from each workshop. So this investment option has more potential to grow compared to face-to-face lessons. Online course websites and passive forms of income can be seen as very different forms of investments. You basically invest a lot of time and effort upfront without any guarantee that you'll get a return. But while there's no guarantee, it's possible that the income achieved can actually grow higher than what you earn in face-to-face lessons. With this path, you're basically making a large investment in time and effort upfront for the possibility of an income in the future. It could take 5 years or it could take 10 years to pay off, but the potential with these paths are far higher than any other. You're not limited by time or location, and all the effort you put in today pays off in the future. If we stick to this investment analogy, the best advice in the investment world is to diversify. It's the saying that you shouldn't put all your eggs in one basket. So from an income point of view, it makes sense to work on at least two different paths to build your career as a guitar teacher. You might decide to continue face-to-face lessons to earn a stable income, and on the side, start working on creating online courses or write an ebook for the chance to earn a growing income in the future. You have complete control over what paths you choose, so take the time to figure out which one actually suits you best. Hopefully by now you'll understand that being a guitar teacher isn't restricted to face-to-face lessons. There's actually a lot of different options available, and face-to-face lessons is only one of them. After hearing some of the other options, you'll have a good idea whether some of them appeal to you or not. If you didn't like the sound of any other path, then at least this episode has given you reassurance that you're on the right path for you. If your circumstances change in the future, you can just re-listen to this episode and see if there's any other path that's more suitable at that time. Otherwise, if one or more of these paths caught your interest, it's a sign that there might be a better option for you. I recommend you print off the PDF for this episode so you can take your time to think about the different options and work out what's best for you. The PDF is available at liveteachguitar.com/podcast/episode-3. Don't feel you have to decide on something straight away. It's best if you take the time to think about what you actually want to achieve, then figure out what path suits you best. If you have any questions on the paths mentioned here, use the contact form on that page and I'll be in touch. My name is Aaron and thank you for listening to episode 3 of Live and Teach Guitar's podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already, and I'll talk to you next time.